Okay, guys, welcome back. MGTOW Men, it's good to be back today. It's been a busy weekend with a couple streams. If you want to check them out and you missed them, the second one was with Jerry Liu. And the work week has also been busy. It's going to be busy going forward. So it's nice to come here in a mind vomit and get some of these other topics unrelated to the daily grind out there to maybe help some of you guys and to give you a little bit of entertainment while you're taking care of something throughout your own day. So I want to talk about another MGTOW red flag, and this is the red flag that has a great connection to BPD, borderline personality disorder, and we see it proliferating across the world. And I was listening to another Stardust talk, and I think it was, I'm trying to remember the woman that he was discussing things with, and she brought up this term called the persecution complex. And it's a complex that you see in a lot of women that will always contend that in their past relationships, it was always my boyfriend's fault. This is a massive red flag. And it is another way for them to gain control in a relationship. And that's the purpose of it for them. So while I didn't label today's video with the red flag, this is the 11th edition of my MGTOW red flag series that discusses some of the red flags that we see with women today, women in relationships, women that we've dated, been married to in the past. I always preface these talks by discussing the power of reflecting on the influence of where these complexes came from. In this case, the persecution complex, the victim mentality, where these issues emerged in our exes' lives and understanding them. Okay, it helps us go MGTOW. It helps make what I would kind of term red pill realizations. And those are things that they're not only kind of amazing to have and look back, you feel like, wow, I've actually learned something. And that's an exciting thing for a man that's wanting to pursue knowledge, but it helps you go forward. And for me, coming across these said realizations is one of the most liberating things. And what it does is it reduces people from being these mystical creatures, these beings that are too large for us to ever digest. And it puts us and puts other people into bite-sized pieces that are digestible. So BPD and the persecution complex are proliferating themselves across the world right now. You look at Western cultures, I've discussed this, social media, sexual promiscuity, past trauma such as sexual abuse and so forth. It's so common. And this is why we see the persecution complex. So I'm kind of going to give a quick overview of this and where you'll see this happen. So it's going to be this date scenario, and I'm sure you've been on one of these and had this occur. So we know how it goes. You're out on a date. This is the first time you guys are on a date together. You're having a drink or two, and you're soon realizing that, you know, you're not doing any talking. You're sitting there. And soon enough, she's rambling about how she funded this, about how she accomplished this in her past, how she is only here at this moment because of her own two hands and the sweat of her brow. So she contends that, you know, if it wasn't for her, she wouldn't be here. She contends that nobody else has been there to help her. And in fact, it seems like because she is so unique, so driven, and so accomplished, that everyone around her is actually threatened by her and is out to get her. So she is on an island, and she reaches the conclusion that she actually likes it. She reaps the benefits of self-reliance, quote-unquote, and is trying to be Lara Croft, essentially. She may have been bullied unjustly or because she prompted it, but it's going to be a part of her narrative. Her narrative that she wants to control. This is an interview in her eyes, and she wants to control every bit of it. She wants to control and wipe clean every bit of her resume that she is ashamed of and that she doesn't want you to see. And a drink or two in, we're about an hour in now, 2 hours in, you're still silent. And maybe, you know, maybe another hour later, she turns it around finally and says in passing, wow, you're so secretive. You don't really talk about yourself. You're so mysterious. What are you hiding? Okay, and you're thinking to yourself, it's because you've been giving me a monologue for the past 2 hours. I have no time to speak. So she begins to say, I don't need anyone. At first, she's going to be guarded about her past relationships, and she's going to tell you this. Even if she wants to express interest in you at some point the next week, she's going to tell you right now that I don't need you, and I don't want you to think that I need you at all. And at first, she doesn't want to go there, and she may even say this, but soon the truth comes out, and she's going into her past experiences about ex-boyfriends. There may be a whole slew of them. She's had many stops. And she's going to slander each and every one of them in a different way. She may not say they were physically abusive, but at the bottom of it, in the thesis, they are the ones that were always at fault for the crumbling nature of the relationship. And at the bottom of it, in that same thesis, is this underlying theme that they didn't provide something in the right way according to what they specifically needed. Typically, the view is that my ex-boyfriend either A, didn't give me the space that I needed. My ex-boyfriend was going to hold me back in life. Three, my ex-boyfriend didn't understand what I actually needed. All the while, she was asking for something at all times. The thing is, and this type of woman will go and seek out the man that is the nice guy, the man that will empathize for her. This is what the Jezebel spirit does. So I know for me, that is who I was, and this may entirely be believable in your eyes upon first hearing it. You will actually begin to sympathize in many instances. Obviously, this is going to vary according to each person's level of patience, empathy, and compassion, but it's what she's going to look for. She's going to look for that is going to be, which is going to be a source of energy for her. She's going to try to get her talents in, and she's going to take what she needs and leave. And this can also relate to the nice guy mentality right here, but we're not speaking broadly about the interaction between borderline perpetually persecuted individual. We're speaking about the initial interview, and her resume on this interview is going to appear spotless. It appears so good because of this PR scam. As a result of all of this, she aims to get her resume spotless. You'll notice this is what many women do in dating. They have a terrible track record and have bounced around in a series of marriages. They have a couple kids with a couple guys. They've dated this, that, and the other guy. They usually go for the bad boy in the end, but they've definitely danced around with the nice guy for a while. And they have a terrible, terrible resume. Many firings. They haven't been able to stay very long and get tenure anywhere. But it's always their employer's fault, right? It's always the guy's fault. And what they're effectively doing is the background check for you so you don't do it and discover something for yourself. It's all because she wants to control the environment and she wants to control the interview. And any of the red flag videos, well, maybe not the one about grocery shopping that I did, it usually relates to this one thing. They want control because control in their eyes has been taken from them at some point in their past. So they are trying to create different arenas in their life where they can completely control it and squeeze it tight. So she controls the interview and you don't actually get to read her resume. Instead, she just wants to read the PR-written cover letter that she's written. So she hits the fake restart button, thinking it's a video game, at the beginning of every new relationship she starts up. And you can't believe this woman. You have to think logically, and you have to think like a hiring manager would, because she's always going to play the victim. She's going to skew the story. It's the victim mentality. And she states that she possesses agency, and she wants it in every area of her life, but when push comes to shove, she doesn't. And I believe that I discussed this certain thing in my love bombing video, but this woman usually possesses a very high sexual marketplace value, or a SMV. So she does have a high SMV usually, but despite having a high SMV, she still does not know how to price it. She still overvalues it and overvalues it greater than the value that it actually should be labeled as having. And this dude stamping the prices around the different items at the grocery store may actually have mismarked it in her eyes. Therefore, she believes that when she offers sex once, she is entitled to get 10 times that which for sex is valued at in her mind. The currency rate is so off. Therefore, her resume will always be spotless because nobody can reciprocate with that. In her eyes, she's always justified in discarding the trash because for her, she has only left on her own terms. She has terminated the employment and nobody in their right mind would remove her from the payroll. This may even factor in a real interview according when she's trying to get a job. She may act the same way. And the victim mentality and this victim thinking, it can kill the person she's involved with. I know that for me, it completely distorted my sense of reality. Okay, it has the potential of stripping you of reality, of any perceived understanding of equity between people in other relationships, your work relationships, friend relationships. They lose value and meaning, and you don't know any appropriate currency exchange going forward. And what I'm leaving with you here is, as always, I mean, this is a MGTOW video. This is a MGTOW channel. And it should always be about self-protection and awareness of these borderline personality traits that you can use to help other people and as a way of therapy for yourself, but also because this woman is a boomerang woman as well. Especially if you were a stable person, she's going to reflect on that in a time of crisis and try to come back to you. But at the end of the day, this person projects identity and responsibility onto other people. For example, she may have said, "I need you to get me in shape and get me healthy." She's going to say something like, "It's your responsibility to do so." She will demand that it's up to you to not treat her as other people have. And you have to prove this over and over again. Okay, it's an insatiable need for that. And you'll have no understanding of whether or not she needs space or needs attention. This is because she doesn't want either. She just wants to control. And you not knowing is control. So I want you guys to think about this, because this type of ex will boomerang. Like I said, she burns bridges with other people. She isolates herself, sets herself up for calamity, and she actually likes calamity at times, and will often come back to the counselor orbiter that I've talked about in the Captain Checkdown video. Reflect on this person if they've been in your life and run, because when you reflect on them, I swear you're going to see a dark, shrouded orb of Jezebel. Save your sanity, men. Go MGTOW. Learn about these things. I know it's been a crash course for me. And if you have another red flag recommendation that you want me to discuss that you've been through, maybe you've been through something like this, please share with me. I would love to get it out there. And as always, at the end of each video, I'm putting together a MGTOW testimonial book. If you have a testimony for yourself, how you came to it, and how it has affected and benefited you, hit me up at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or on Twitter at the same place, @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.